Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to have a quick segment here. We're going to hear from Andrew Hawkins, Cleveland Browns wide receiver, the other night after the evening practice in Rochester.
Was it a productive 2 days, Hawk?
You know, I think so. I mean, guys, we're able to come out here and get work against an opponent. We're sick of going against each other every day, beating each other's brains in. So it was cool to come out here, play some different techniques, and kind of practice adjusting to different things, and that was pretty cool.
From our naked eye, was there some offensive struggles that you guys can learn from, or did you guys think you played well?
I don't think we struggled. I mean, there's always things you can learn from. So, yeah, we definitely had there's definitely some things we can work on. And from a standpoint, it's not like we prepared for the defense. We're coming out here and practicing, and, so it's an adjustment process for everybody. And, I think we did some really good things the last 2 days. So I wouldn't say we struggled at all, but yeah, we definitely can improve on some things, like always.
Were you surprised at all with the way the Bills came out yesterday physically? And Coach Pettine yesterday after practice said he thought that you guys maybe were a little bit surprised by how physical their secondary was on you guys right off the bat on the one-on-ones.
They're one-on-ones against a new team with, refs aren't – not like they're going to call holds or anything like that. So – I know a lot of people look at my one-on-one film, but you got to take one-on-ones with a grain of salt because it's not football. There's not 80,000 people sitting in the stands and, someone's scared to get bombed on or someone's scared to drop a pass. So, I think they did come out physical and they had a game plan, but like I said, they're one-on-ones. I wouldn't put too much credence into them.
Going forward, would you want to be a part of this again against the Bills or another team, something like this, to get break up training camp a little bit?
I mean, it's a nice change-up. It is. Like I said, the days become, monotonous, and you're going against the same people every day. So it's cool to mix it up, come down here. I would definitely be open to it.
You didn't have 80,000.
Hey, Fontana.
3,000, 4,000. What was it like to be under the lights and the big crowd and all that stuff?
Well, we have 3,000, 4,000 in Cleveland all the time, so that's pretty cool. From a fan standpoint, Cleveland always gives us that feel. But it was cool to come out here in front of the lights, man. Some other fans. It's like practicing at an away game, which is a new feel. So, that in itself is good to get some reps at, because we get a lot of boos when we go to other places.
Can you give us some broad things what the offense does need to work on coming out of this?
I think we can always work on our tempo. Just pushing it forward. And Flip is always preaching us tempo, tempo, tempo. And that's one thing we as players, we got to start implementing a little more.
We got to
in and out of the huddle and getting lined up, even just it's a demeanor. Like, there's certain teams that I've always been great at it, and it's something that Flip preaches, and I completely agree, and it's our job to step up and kind of answer the call.
We haven't seen a no huddle much in training camp. Is that something that could be a part of the offense like it was last year?
Yeah, I think in this day and age every team has a no huddle. You might be able to see. We did good with it last year, but it's a new offense, it's a new year, so who knows, man. I think right now we're just trying to get the basics down. It's early on. We've only been to one preseason game, so, we just got to put it in one brick at a time before, we don't want to put too much in.
That was Cleveland Browns wide receiver Andrew Hawkins on the podium after Tuesday night's scrimmage against the Buffalo Bills in Rochester, New York. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to have Joe Bascaglia, Bills beat reporter from the flagship of the Bills football, WGAR Radio in Buffalo. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura with you here for the next hour on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.